So this is.
So what do I have?
Just say your name, if that's right.
Oh, I'm Liz Newton.
Okay.
I live in Rouen, and I just told this couple of ladies what I think was a silly story about my mother, who was Cornish, and all the family came from Penzance, Redruth, and everywhere. But she married a Devon man, so she, that was quite awful, really. So they moved to Devon, and of course, I was just saying, when we went out for cream tea, we always had this silly banter between the two of them. Which way do you do it? She did it, of course, the Cornish way. He would do it the Devon way. So just had this silly banter. I do it the Cornish
way. Because not everybody would know that. So what's the Cornish way?
Oh, the Cornish way is jam on top. And the Devon way is you put the other way, you put the cream on the top. No, I've got it wrong.
You're going to say that's back to front, isn't it?
Back to front. I've done it.
Controversial. So if you were doing it the Cornish way, you'd have your scone first, or scone.
Yeah.
Then you'd put jam.
You put the jam.
And then
the cream.
So that's what was
the
Cornish
way.
That's
the
way
I do it. But I've got confused thinking about the Devon way.
And the Devon way is your scone. Then you...
So no, he used to put the cream first.
Yeah.
And the jam on the top. But sometimes the jam, if you put too much on, the jam falls off.
There you go, you see.
So that's just a silly
bit. Oh, honestly, that is just brilliant. Because it's a
silly story, really.
A silly story.
They went also to Poldark Mine, which is quite next, over at Wendron. Is it Wendron?
Yeah.
And that's quite an experience as well. Different, but the same.
Yeah.
What was the difference between the coal mine that you visited and something like...
Not a lot of difference, really. Except that Cornish men Welsh men tend to be smaller. Whereas, I think, further up country, they're bigger, so they spent a lot of their time bent over.
Wow.
But apart from that, no, I think it was all terribly dangerous work. And of course you were expected in the family. If you had a father who was a miner, he expected you to follow on and go down the pit, as was here. So you were very lucky to escape all that.
Absolutely.
Where were you working then? Don't have to tell me about the people that had different ideas, but where were you working to be going down
in
the coal mine?
West.
Right.
And of course we could see the decimation all around, and it was dreadful.
Yeah.
Dreadful, a whole year.
Of strikes, you mean?
But it was political,
yeah.
As we all know now.
Yeah, yeah.
I did a festival up in Chester years ago, probably, I don't know, it must be a decade or more, and I worked in the community, and there were still pockets of that area that wouldn't call the police. Literally, someone could be murdered and they wouldn't call the police.
Oh, no, that's true.
Because the
Thatcher... Because some of them would... No, they won't. And it's still the same in a lot of the mining villages. And it was their livelihoods taken away.
Yeah. And I think the Metropolitan Police did such damage, the London Police, that, you know, I mean, they said that it was interesting because when in that area, when the police were going in and out of the strikes, to maintain the peace or whatever it was, they said they didn't mind talking to me because I was from Cornwall. And they remembered that the Cornwall and Devon police used to play football with them, and because they were miners themselves, they understood what these men were going through and the families were going through.
Yeah,
you know, and they treated them like human beings, and like, yeah, actually, you need to stand up for your rights. And then London Met came in, and
Changed it.
Yeah. There was a television programme on, wasn't there? I can't remember when. About how people had split a whole village because of the miners' strike.
There's been two very good films, hasn't there? There was Billy Elliot, which was a lovely film about it, and then there was Pride as well.
Pride, brilliant.
Yeah.
But that's brilliant. What happened here, but just a lot earlier than there, because so many Cornishmen left.
Yeah.
It's interesting to know, though, that there's little pockets of Cornish people in various parts of the world where they still mine. What is it? Cousin Jack, isn't it? Cousin Jack. And they they still carry on the traditional Cornish pasty. I just think that's so wonderful. It's been passed down through generations.
Yeah. Absolutely, I think that that attachment to cultural heritage and where they're from is so important. You know, wherever.
I think it is important. It is.
You know.
It is important, but sadly, we're out on a limb here.
Mm.
Out on a limb for everything.
Mm.
Everything. I've just been to visit my daughter in Yorkshire, and she can go on a bus for virtually nothing. She can go on the train. She's got access to all these things. She can go to a gym, which incorporates a swimming pool and a gym for £24 a month. And if you can't afford it, you don't pay.
Wow.
That's incredible.
What have we got? And it's all supported by the council. What have we got here? High parking charges.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to live anywhere else, but I think it's difficult for people living here if you don't have any money.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
And it's wrong.
Yes.
They should have to pay 300, like they do in Wales, 300% tax on their second homes. If you can afford a second home, then you can afford to pay. Right, that's now.